Welcome to another episode of Living an Ultralife. This week is Thanksgiving, and so you get me as a guest, or as a host, or as a weird freak that, you know, does weird stuff. That would explain me, and that would explain this podcast. This podcast is all about running thankful. Now, when you start something like that, if you're a word nerd like me, you go and you go, huh, where did the word thankful come from? You know, we celebrate this Thanksgiving thing and we go back to the pilgrims and the Indians and the big dinner and the panacea of food all over the place. And that's what we think about thankful. But I was like, where did this word come from? So, of course, I looked it up. And did you know that the word thankful comes from the Old English punkful, which is a combination of thank and the suffix full? And the word thank itself is from the Proto-Germanic thankas, originally meant a thought or a thinking, and then it evolved to include gratitude as a good thought. So thankful is actually rooted in the idea of thoughtful or remembering with appreciation. And I thought, wow, that is such a fascinating word. I mean, when you evolve from simply thought to good thoughts, and then you get into this modern sense of gratitude, that's why I think that we should think of thankful as also thoughtful. And so I was thinking about, okay, well, what does this have to do with running? I don't know. I'll make it mean something to run in. So the very first thing I thought about when I thought, you know, what makes me a thoughtful runner? Or a thankful runner. Well, number one, I am heading down to see my amazing parents who are both in their mid-80s for Thanksgiving. So I'm driving down because I hate flying in the holidays. And I'm sure you guys probably share that frustration. I just don't want to put myself through that. Plus, on the way down driving, every time I stop, I get to do a rest stop mile, wherever it is. And then, of course, I'll probably find some place to get in, you know, 5-6 mile run on the way down, and maybe even more on the way back up to Virginia Beach. It's going to be an amazing however many hour drive it is going down. But I'm going to make it one of these things that I thought, I've been thinking about this. Thinking thoughtful. See, did you get that? Okay. Only the nerds will get that. But so I was thinking about this whole trip and everything, and I am so thankful that one of the things I get to do when I'm down there is my mom, who will be 86 in March, wants to do her 10K. Now, she doesn't move as fast as she used to. She has to stop and sit down more often now, but I am so thankful that at 86 years old, my mom desires to go out and do a 10K. I want to be just like that if I ever decide to grow up, because I don't want to get into this weird getting old. I want to just be thankful for every day that I get the opportunity to go out and move this incredible body that I've been blessed with. You know, I went through the UASCA ultra running coaching course last year, and that was kind of my focus last year. Graduated with flying colors, became a coach. One of the things I'm very thankful for is this course really taught me a lot about the human body. And I realized that we are capable of much, much more in terms of how we move our bodies and the efficiency that we move our bodies and moving our bodies without injury than we even think possible. One of the things that I do, I don't do the same run all the time. Most of the time, it's something to do with increasing my endurance, increasing my durability, because I am so thankful that God kind of whispered in my ear during the whole COVID thing that I am responsible for my health, not the government, not the doctors, not anybody else, and that I should concentrate on putting the right foods into my body, moving my body in ways that I can, identifying what aches in my body and figuring out if that's an injury or if it's just an ache because of overuse. I have figured out ways to move my body efficiently and to do it without injury, because I love running so much. I don't want to spend a day where I can't run because I'm injured. I'm so thankful for all the opportunities I've been given to study and read and identify. And so, like I said, I'm probably not going to be the world's number one ultra running coach. You know, if I give you good advice, just pay me what you think I'm worth. Throw a little something my way. I do enjoy crewing people, and I think I'm very efficient at crewing people. And so that will always kind of be the top part of living an ultra life coaching mode is I'm available to crew you. I'm available to go out and suffer with you through a race. I'll pace you if you can handle, you know, a pacer whose fast pace is going to be 11-minute miles and whose normal pace is going to be that 12 to 15-minute pace. That's what I groove at. I really, really enjoy that. I can suffer long, long amounts of distances doing 16 to 20-minute miles all day, all night, and into the next day long. So, you know, if that's a pacer you want, fantastic. But I can teach you how to get through a race, how to pace yourself to get through a race so that you finish and you finish strong enough that you're not suffering the next week and got to take 2 weeks off before you can go for a run again. I just think that's silly. I love Andy Glaze and his, you know, smile or you're doing it wrong. He's a total freak of nature, man. By the time this thing comes out, I don't know if it's next week or the week after, that he's doing 300 miles in a week to celebrate his 300th week of doing over 100 miles a week. Man, I'm so impressed with that because I have done probably in my ultra running experience maybe 7 to 10 weeks of training over 100 miles a week, and I'm like, with a full-time job and a marriage that I consider a priority and doing the podcast and, you know, doing mentoring and the number of things that I got on my plate, I don't know how you fit in 100-mile week. Kudos to the dude because I don't know how he's doing. I'm thankful that there Andy Glaze goes out and runs 100 miles a week for 300 straight weeks. I'm not gonna. So that's just me. So continuing on the whole thought of thankful. Yes, did I get distracted? So I was reading on this whole thing about thankful, thinking and thanking. And I read this really cool article called The Pulse, Thinking and Thanking. There's a couple little things in here that I'm going to read to you because I think they really apply to us as a running and ultra running community. I read this paragraph and it is just tremendous. So it says, true thankfulness flows from the inside out. And where it starts is precisely where its German root identifies the source to be. Our thoughts, a thinking of, a remembering is always what leads to real gratitude. And I was thinking about that in the whole Thanksgiving week. What are you thankful for as a runner? So here's going to be my challenge for you as you go out to these turkey trots, to whatever turkey trot you're going to do, whether it's you're just a turkey like me and you're going to go for a run, however many miles it is, or whether you're seriously going to go race at one of the turkey trots. If you do, there's a ton of good ones. I know that Tidewater Striders does the one at Mount Trashmore in Virginia Beach, and there's a whole ton of one. They used to have one in Sheridan, Wyoming. They had a turkey trot every year, and I ran that 1 year with somebody who it was their first time ever trying to run 3 miles. And I ran the 5K with her, stuck with her the whole time. She finished strong. I'll never forget. That was my favorite Thanksgiving run I've done because just to see the glow on her face about the accomplishment of finishing a 5K was worth every minute that we spent out there on that course. It was just an absolute blast. That's what I'm thankful for. I'm thankful that God gave me the heart to stop what I'm doing instead of my, you know, full-on pursuit of my goals, my dreams, my aspirations, to set those aside and to be able to look at other people and go, what do you want to accomplish? I'll walk with you. I'll be there with you. When people struggle, one of my favorite things is to come alongside them and say, I am here for you. I am with you. I'm going to walk with you every step of the way through whatever this challenge is, because that's how God made me, and I am so incredibly thankful for it. And the thankfulness comes from a heart of thoughtfulness. And this Thanksgiving week, here's the challenge. Five things I challenge you to do this week. Number one, while you're out doing your turkey trot and while you're out, if you're a turkey like me, while you're out doing that, find one thing that you're really grateful for and say it out loud while you're running. Yeah, that sounds weird. But you know what? Just go, man, I'm thankful that I can put one foot in front of the other. I'm thankful that I'm out here. I'm thankful for the race directors who put on this race. I'm thankful that when I finish this race, there's turkey and mashed potatoes and gravy and stuffing and cranberry sauce and all that good stuff. No peas for me. Thank you very much. I'll have some green beans. But I am thankful for all the food that's going to grace the table. And man, am I going to dig in and eat. I urge you to Google Gobble Gobble by Matthew West. It'll be very entertaining. It's the only Thanksgiving song I know. The second thing I challenge you to do is stop in your headlong pursuit of what you want to do and find somebody, anybody, somebody that you can come alongside and help them do something that they're thankful for. Number three challenge, do something for somebody else this week. I drive down the road a lot because I am very grateful that I am a salesperson, and so I get to be out of the office as much as I'm in the office. But it also means that I drive down roads and I see people on corners with their signs out, and I struggle. Okay, do I roll down my window and toss them whatever I've got? Are they going to go out and go get drunk or buy drugs on this? And I just decided I am thankful that I have enough that I can give them something. It's their responsibility of how they use the money. That's not my responsibility. So my third challenge is find somebody, help them out. My fourth thing is be grateful for your family. I am so incredibly thankful that I have the wife that I have and that I've got to spend almost 40 years with her, because neither one of us are perfect and we both know it, but we try hard every single day to love each other to the best of our abilities. And I am so incredibly thankful for a wife that I get to walk through these ventures with. And I'm very thankful for it. And the fifth thing that I want you to be thankful for is the country that you were born in. I'd never apologize for being born in America. I am so grateful that I was born in America. I'm one of the few that's been blessed to be able to travel all over the world. I've seen many cultures, many different countries. And I'm telling you, I am so thankful that I'm an American. And I will never apologize for being thankful that I'm an American. If I was born in Ukraine, I would be thankful that I'm Ukrainian. If I was born in Uganda, I'd be thankful that I was born in Uganda. If I was born in Afghanistan, I'd be thankful I was born in Afghanistan, because that's where God put me. So those are five things that I challenge you to be grateful for. You can find a dozen more. Find stuff to be thankful for, because I'm telling you, an attitude of gratitude is much better than an attitude of give me something. And so I'm just so thankful that God led me to start this podcast, because I never thought that it would go this far. And I quite honestly still am blown away by that. But I am thankful for the podcast. I'm thankful for every single person who dials this up every Tuesday morning throughout the week when they go for a run and they throw this Living an Ultralife podcast on their headphones. Wow, that blows my mind. I see the numbers every week. They're going up. They're blowing me away. Man, I'm just so thankful. I'm thankful for every single guest we get on, because you know what? Every single guest we have on has a story to tell, and they're truly, truly amazing, incredible, awesome stories. And I'm thankful that I can provide a platform for them to share their stories. And I'm telling you, we've got some great guests coming up, including a return guest next Tuesday. I'm just going to tell you, this is a return guest, a gal that I really, really respect, really admire a lot, been through a crap ton of stuff. And wait until you hear her attitude, even though she's been through a crap ton of stuff. Unbelievable person that's going to be the week after Thanksgiving. If you're listening to this, remember, cue it up. This guest is an amazing lady, and the next lady after that is one that I just met at a race up in New Jersey, and I did not realize there were such cool, amazing people in New Jersey, and I can't wait to share her story with you. Man, it's exciting to be alive. Thanks for listening. Really appreciate you guys. We'll see you next time on Living an Ultralife.